Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This hour of Fitzy and Hart on WEEI is brought to you by Shaw's. Shaw's, the official supermarket of the Red Sox Network. Hour number two of Fitzy and Hart, coming to you from the Ford Fenway Clubhouse Studio here on WEEI, WEEI.com, and the Odyssey app. Download it today wherever you get your apps. We bring you now on the Harbor One Hotline, my guy from Boston Sports Journal, maybe no better schooled Celtics fan and cover guy in town than the one and only John Corrales. John, thanks for a couple of minutes as always, my man. Boy, that bar tab is rolling deep with me and you right now. Jeez.
I'm the Sam Malone to your Norm Peterson.
Well, you can belly up to the bar anytime. There's a reason why you walk in and everyone goes, John! So, all right, let's start nice and simple for the fans around town that are still licking their wounds and trying to figure out why. There's a lot of like, why? What happened? What happened? John, what happened?
Yeah, you know, at the end, it just seemed like the Celtics just weren't ready. They, you know, the last two games, games five and six, the Warriors took their game to a different level. And I think that was a mental thing. I think they understood what it takes to win a championship. And I don't think the Celtics understood exactly the level of intensity that was necessary at this next level. They were great rising to the challenges in prior rounds, you know, Eastern Conference Finals, semifinals. You knock out Giannis, you knock out Jimmy Butler. They did a great job getting to this level. I think the Warriors, first of all, were made up differently, and it was just such a different challenge for them to deal with the speed and precision of the Warriors. And then the Warriors just had that mentality. They just understood the little things that it took, the little runs that they needed, the stops that they needed to make. And the Celtics, to a man, after the series was over, they said, look, it was a maturity thing. It was an IQ thing. It was really a mental thing. So that's both damning because, you know, you say, oh, God, that was a mental thing. That sounds terrible. But it's also encouraging because this is a young team led by 24 and 25-year-old guys that I think this will be a lesson that sticks with them. So that being a mental thing, I think will serve them well moving forward.
So it being a mental thing, that can also point to either your young stars, Tatum and Brown, mm-hmm. or your complementary players. Because I think both stars and complementary players alike failed in this series, didn't live up to their resumes, their reputations in the postseason. If I ask you, was this more about the stars coming up short or the complementary players falling off after game one? How would you answer that?
Yeah, I think you kind of have to go 50-50 on that, right? Yeah. Like you expect more from Tatum, right? And Tatum just didn't have it at the end. And you know, Jaylen Brown and Marcus Smart, I think they all, you know, your three main guys are culpable in big ways, starting with your main guy in Tatum. He turned the ball over a lot, couldn't finish at the rim. You know, I think you can say some of it was fatigue because they leaned on him so much, but hey, it's sports and it's a results-based business, and he just didn't get it done. But at the same time, part of why he was so gassed and couldn't get it done is they got nothing from their bench. Grant Williams, Derek White, Peyton Pritchard, like none of those guys were able to give them anything. And, you know, you're losing games by 10, 12, 14 points. If you just get 10 points apiece from a couple of guys on the bench, it's an entirely different series. So there's a lot of blame to go around.
John Corrales from Boston Sports Journal joins us on the Harbor One Hotline. Yeah, there was not first to the point that you made about Tatum playing so much more. This was available. Our producer Coop hooked me up with this on Red Sox Stats. Basically, Tatum played so many minutes this year, he played the equivalent of 21 more basketball games than Steph Curry.
Yeah.
I mean, they just overfished that pond, John. They leaned on him too much. And then when you needed an answer, when you needed a spark, when you need, there's no Vinny the Microwave Johnson hopping off that bench, right? You know, there's no somebody who's just going to provide the instant offense, who's going to be the spark for them. And I was just so disappointed. We started the show off today playing the Draymond Green soundbite from after game one, where he said, oh, these guys went 15 for 23, you know, Pritchard, Williams, Al Horford, we'll be all right. He was right. Why did the bench fall apart? Why did the bench fall apart the way they did? And how come Al Horford was the only one in his first finals who looked like in game six, like, guys, come on, like, this is it. We're like, our season's on the line. He's the only one who had the urgency in his game.
Yeah. I mean, I think a lot of that is youth and experience. Like, Al has been through a lot, and he's never been to the finals, but he's been on deep, deep playoff runs a lot in his career. And I think he understood more than anybody else what it takes. Like, it's as simple as that. I mean, I'm harping on the mental thing because that's the difference at that level. In the NBA finals, the difference is finding that reserve somehow and leaning on that. The Celtics, I think, all told, health, you know, fully healthy, everything being equal, they're the better, I think, better, more talent. I think they would be favored in, you know, in a series, generally speaking. But in the NBA Finals, in this situation, look, this team wasn't built to be in that spot. This team wasn't built with, you know, a veteran coming off of the bench that you can rely on. This was always supposed to be an evaluation year of what the Celtics needed to do this offseason to get them to the NBA Finals next season. And now they just kind of like they overachieved. And I think that's an important element here to understand, that the Celtics did overachieve, because this summer, I think Brad Stevens understands he's going to have to go get a veteran off the bench that you can rely on. That one guy that you can say, okay, you come in, we know we can count on 12 points a game from you for 25 minutes. We know we can count on these guys. The Warriors got help off the bench every single game. And that's why you could rest Steph Curry at the beginning of fourth quarters and you could win those minutes. That's one of the craziest things about that series, is that they consistently won the minutes that Curry was on the bench. So the Celtics just need more veteran help, I think. And I think this experience is going to help Grant Williams and help these other guys who were pressing a lot. I think every mistake was magnified to a degree. And when you miss a shot, that puts a lot more pressure on the next shot. And the Warriors didn't have pressure on the next shot. You miss one, they're like, okay, we'll get it. We'll get it. And the Celtics, when they miss a shot, they were like, oh crap. So that's the difference.
John, we had an angry caller earlier who thinks Jason Tatum lacks lead. Yes. I know it's surprising
on sports radio.
What? He doesn't like Tatum, clearly. Doesn't think Tatum, quote, has the DNA to be a leader, to lead a team to the championship. Do you think there is still, because this has been much debated, even going back to Duke, where, you know, his sort of intangible makeup, does he have the eye of the tiger or the killer instinct? How far is there room for him to grow in not his skill, not his points and sort of on-court basketball? How much room is there for him to grow as that, as the leader and da man, quote-unquote?
I think there's a lot of room for him to grow in both aspects. You know, his game, you know, he was a first-team All-NBA guy, and you might argue that some of that was because of some injuries to other guys, but still, he's an All-NBA player, and there's plenty of room for him to grow just on the floor. But off the floor, as a leader, I think he definitely has room to grow. I don't want to like get too harsh on the people who are slamming Jason Tatum right now, but this was a team that had a 2-1 lead in the NBA Finals. Like, when you're that close to a championship, all of your he has no heart, he's not a good leader, all that stuff, that goes out the window. I think that's people who have wanted to be angry all along and have been waiting, and they haven't had the opportunity to be angry at this team. And there's just a subset of people who aren't happy unless they're angry. And they won two game sevens. He had an amazing game six against Milwaukee when they were down 3-2 to save their season. Tell me he's got no heart and leadership there, right? Like, against the champs, against Giannis. So where did the heart and leadership go from that to the NBA Finals? It's possible that he just got worn down and that he, you know, he's learning some hard lessons for sure. And I'll tell you this, the guy I saw on the podium when I was there at the end of game six was devastated, was crushed by this loss, was not acting anywhere like his normal self. Even after the guy that I've seen after tough losses all year long kind of took them all in stride. It was like, you know, we're going to learn from this. We're going to watch film and all this other stuff. When the season was over, he sat there and was just devastated by it. You can see how much he took this to heart. So I would say that he's going to learn from this. If you're ready to move on from Jason Tatum, then that's on you. That's put your name on that, and let's revisit this in a year or two when you have to say, well, I was right at the time. Like, no, you weren't right at the time. You're wrong about that.
Yeah, but you take his garbage because Belichick let Brady go, and I haven't had a championship t-shirt to add to my collection for 3 years. This is bust. Yeah. Oh, God. Honestly,
you know,
John.
As a gentleman in his late 40s who suffered through the Red Sox and the old Foxborough Stadium with the big metal bleachers and all of that stuff, I can just say there's a big spoiled group of folks right now that don't know what it is to suffer through Boston sports.
Let it make you tougher, just like Jason Tatum is going to toughen up from this and come back a better man and a better basketball player and leader. John, I'm not even going to ask you for your grade on the season because I think the way they turned it around, what they learned and what they accomplished gives them an A to an A plus. Maybe it's an A, it would be an A plus had they won, but it's still like a big fat, like 94, 95 to me at least. But in the offseason, real quick, before we go, what do you think or who do you think Danny Ainge could target, Brad Stevens, maybe he'll call Danny Ainge. I may have overplayed my hand there. What do you think they'll do? Who could be that? I mean, in a perfect world, you get a Joe, like, I want a Joe Harris, someone who can play some defense, come off the bench, hit three threes, and turn the game around for you, because no one could do that. So how do you think they'll go about business? Quick offseason preview.
Yeah, I think one thing that we can look at with this run that helps the Celtics is there's a lot of guys out there that think they're the missing piece to the Celtics. And now a lot of these ring chasers, a lot of these guys who might say, hey, I wanted X amount of money, might say, well, I'll take the $6 million taxpayer mid-level to go to Boston and be that missing piece off the bench. So some guys that might have been out of the Celtics price range could fall into the Celtics price range, or the Celtics have salary and traded player exceptions. There are guys out there who might say, yeah, move me to Boston because I want to go there and win a championship. So the Celtics have salary. They have draft picks because they're not going to need any of these draft picks over the next few years. They're looking for proven veteran players. So they have draft picks to move. They have salary to move. They have exceptions to use. So I think this is going to be an active summer for Brad Stevens to really build out a really good bench. And who it's going to be, I don't know, because I think there might be some guys who I never even considered that are suddenly going to be like, get me to Boston, get me that ring. I think I can be the missing piece. Give me a 2-3 year contract and we'll go and win 2-3 rings.
Did you hear that, folks? Did you hear that, Celtics fans? Did you hear that, those who bleed green? Those are the words of encouragement from someone who has followed this team with his heart as his number one passion that he has turned into his profession for nearly 5 decades. Have hope. Chin up and let's go Celtics. You can follow him at John_Corrales on Twitter. Read his words in the Boston Sports Journal, and eventually you'll see him drinking from my cup at the house on the Cape very, very soon after he closes in on his own house. John, great spot. Great talking to you. Thanks for all the time during the season. Once the Celtics make some moves and things start lining up for the fall, we'll get back in touch with you. Till then, take a much needed and earned rest.
I'm going to work on that golf swing. Thanks a lot, guys.
Thanks, John.
Great job, Johnny. Appreciate you so much. 617-779-7937 is the phone number. The lines are full. Don't anyone who's on hold go anywhere. We want to talk to you, break down what John said, and so much more. First, do allow us to pay the bills and catch you up on sports news.
Fresh and Keith, weekdays 10 to 2.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com, brought to you by Cars for Kids, the easy way to donate your car. Donate today and your car can be picked up tomorrow. Go to Cars for Kids, that's Cars with a K, .com, or 1-877. Everyone sing it in your car. Cars for Kids. Andy, usually you chime in then. The people
you
love that.
You said in your car, I'm not in my car.
Be okay, dangerous. But that was everyone else. You're part of the show. Oh, for God's sake.
You should go to the production meeting.
Oh, the production, when I had to let myself in the studio 7 minutes before airtime.
Sneak in a window.
The Red Sox hung on to beat the Cards last night, 6-5. I love Red Sox-Cardinals, one of the great rivalries in all baseball. Best fans in baseball. I heard the stadium last night, by the way, the pack was packed with Cardinals fans. Coop, who was up in the booth with Castigs and Fleming, said, lot of Cardinals jerseys. They do travel, Andy.
They travel.
Plus, they do travel well.
We've been a little bit focused on basketball. I think it's now time to turn our attention to the fact that while we were asleep, the Red Sox got good.
About time with that payroll. About time as well. The Red Sox run last fall to the Celtics run this spring. Do they compare? Maybe we'll talk about that on the other side. The Cards got 4 in the ninth. Tanner Houck got the save, his 3rd in the season. Sox and Cardinals, 2nd of 3. Tonight, Cutter Crawford gets the start opposite Dakota Hudson.
Trade Cutter Crawford for Jason Tatum. He's a bum.
Joe Castiglione and Will Fleming have the call tonight with the first pitch at 7:15 across the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Network. And, of course, be sure to tune in to the Visit Massachusetts pregame show with Brian Barrett at 6:15. That's sponsored by the Massachusetts Office of Travel and Tourism. Start your Massachusetts summer adventure at visitma.com. Game 2 of the Stanley Cup Final between the Avalanche and the Lightning. Tonight, puck drop, 8 p.m., Avs, 1-0. Huge victory, 4-3 in overtime, a thriller in Game 1. And according to Fluto Shinzawa of The Athletic, the two faves for the Bruins head coaching vacancy, your clubhouse frontrunners are ex-Rangers coach David Quinn, who also coached at BU, and current Kraken assistant Jay Leach. And now for live coverage and updates from the U.S. Open at the Country Club in Brookline, the one, the only, Rob Bradford.
Oh, Fitzy, live from the Country Club, right around the corner from Tom Brady's old house, by the way. Colin Murakawa, I know that scratches right where you itch, right?
Oh, Bradfo, come on, that wound had just closed up.
Me and Julian Edelman are going to go throw some passes shirtless after I do this update. Colin Murakawa and Joel Damon, both tied at 5-under. They're going to be teeing off, Fitzy, at 3:45. Bunch of guys at 4-under, Hayden Buckley, John Rahm, Rory McIlroy, Aaron Wise, and Bo Hosser. They're teeing off at 3:12. So a lot going on here over at the Country Club. A lot of excitement, and all of this excitement, Fitzy, brought to you by Meiomi, the official wine of the PGA Tour, and by Zingaroo. Zingaroo allows you to trade, chat, and compete with friends in all-in-one app. Join now and get started with $25 on us. Next update in about an hour.
Can't wait. Thank you very much, Bradfo. And that is what's trending on WEEI and WEEI.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You're listening to Fitzy and Hart on Boston Sports Original, WEEI.
One of my absolute favorite songs from the greatest rock band of all time.
I've been around the world. I've seen a million girls.
Easily the greatest frontman of all time. Gone too soon. Andy, the original frontman for AC/DC was? Ken, operations manager extraordinaire, producer of the program today and previous host of the morning program. Tell him.
Oh, Bon Scott.
Oh,
the great.
So good. So good.
Never heard that name in my life. Oh, jeez. I really haven't.
When you take the boat out today, don't come back. You've got to be too. What? You've never heard the name Bon Scott?
No.
When did he die? 1980, I want to say.
Oh.
Maybe 79, because Brian Johnson, the lead singer associated most closely with AC/DC the past four decades, took over. Back in Black, his first album. Hell of a debut for a second singer. Oh, no, that was not a call for you to do your best, Brian Johnson.
Oh, sorry. 617. Bon Scott impression.
No, I don't need that. I actually would rather see Bradfo catch shirtless passes from Tom Brady and Julian Edelman than hear you do Bon
Scott.
Hug. Thank you very much. Nope, we don't.
Glistening.
Now it's just going to turn into that scene from Along Came Polly, making it rain with the sweaty dude up against Ben Stiller's face. And a good show just came off the rails once again. 617-779-7937 is the phone number. Andy, before I get to our next call, Wayno, I'm with you in just 1 second. Hold tight, buddy.
Uh-oh.
I wait till I light that powder keg. Andy, I love what John Corrales said at the end of that interview, that maybe some players who were looking for a bigger bag or a longer contract elsewhere will take a little bit less because they want to play for the Celtics, they want to play for Coach Ime Udoka, and they think if they go there, they can be the answer to what they lacked in these finals. You want to talk about like staring, like the encouraging scene at the end of the movie, like the cliffhanger moment as we get into the final part of the trilogy, if you will. That was awesome. And I love that, lock, stock, and barrel.
And it's what we talked about, I think that was last week, when we talked about titles and teammates make destinations as much as geography, business opportunities, nightlife, right? Like, it's titles and teammates. Can I win a title with these teammates? Now, if that is indeed true, if John's right, and they are now a more attractive destination because of Jason Tatum's perceived leadership, that answers your question right there. The caller that wants to trade him, he's got no leadership, he'll never lead this team to a title, blah, blah, blah. Well, if NBA players decide, yeah, that guy can lead me, I'll ride that guy's coattails to a title, there's your answer. The insiders will tell you that's true. Now, Let me ask you real quick, Fitzy, before we go to Waino. If you had to bet your Cape home on whether...
I bet that. That's all I got now.
Yeah, right. Whether Jason Tatum will or will not lead the Celtics to a title in his career. It's a simple yes or no. Which would you bet?
Yes.
Yeah, me too.
100%.
Isn't that the easiest bet? Like, it'll almost surprise me if Jason Tatum does not win a title. The level to which he's taken his game at 24 with somewhere in the range of 10 to 15 years left in his career, it would borderline stun me if Jason Tatum goes ringless. And again, I'm not the Bobo of the Jason Tatum fan club. I just think it's sort of objective reality. The guy's going to win a title, likely with the Celtics.
He's more than just what we got. He's an awesome player. First team All-NBA this year. Maybe he won't be next year. I don't know. All I do know is he's got talent to spare, and he's not even done maturing, let alone finishing off what they started and were able to accomplish or almost accomplish this season. All right, let's light the candle. Let's lob the Molotov cocktail of sports talk radio. Waino!
All right, hey, listen, I agree with you guys. So Tatum will get him to a play, to get him. He just needs a couple of more players. Because here's the three reasons they lost this game the other night. Plain and simple, these are the three reasons. Number one, you cannot throw the ball away 25 times and think you're going to win the game. 25 times they threw the ball away, okay? Number two, they were getting beat down on the boards. Every time they went to throw up a two-pointer or a three-pointer, their guy on the Warriors was ready to bring the ball back down, kick it back out to Steph. Boom, Steph hits a three-pointer. Because we didn't get the ball when it was coming out the rim, instead of jumping up, grabbing it, getting it down. No, they were playing lazy. And the third reason, their bench was horrible. Pritchard, nowhere to be found. And anybody else who was on the bench, nowhere to be found. You can't beat the Warriors with just the guys that you had on the bench, okay? You cannot beat the Warriors that way. The way to beat the Warriors was, like I said, find a way to shut down Steph. You know what I mean? Make other people throw the ball, not just Steph. And that's what they were doing every time. They throw it up, bang. They want to go and get the ball through. Oh, there's Steph on the corner. Oh, no, another three-pointer. So we got killed in transition.
Yes.
And those are three reasons I believe we lost. But
you left Tatum out. Wait a minute. You're not including Tatum in reasons you lost?
No, I said that. I just said that.
I missed Tatum.
He didn't play well. He had 13 points.
Yeah, but you said turnovers, rebounding, and bench in your 3 points as to why they lost. None of those are named Jason Tatum.
Well, he wasn't the main reason they lost. I won't say that.
He got 13 points and he had 5 turnovers. 13 points, 5 turnovers.
Yes, I know. I just said that. He had a horrible game. But
so include
him. You can't put him, you know what I mean, just him on there. It wasn't just him. It was my.
No, I didn't say it was just him. You didn't put him on there. You mentioned Peyton Pritchard's name instead of Jason Tatum's.
Well, he did nothing. He did nothing.
But he's not a star.
If
you're
going to
name Peyton Pritchard.
No.
If you're going to name by name Peyton Pritchard and put some of the blame for the series and the game six on him, you sure as crap better mention Jason Tatum first.
Well, if you gave me a flip, I would have.
Wait a minute, your 3 points has four names? You fraud.
The fourth one will say Tatum, okay? And Jaylen Brown, too. He wasn't that great.
All right,
either.
Now we can't do five, Waino. All right, Waino, appreciate
Jaylen
the call.
Brown
always
had
34 thank you very
points.
Much. Sorry about that.
Jaylen Brown had 34 points.
Jaylen, yeah.
I actually don't think he played that well.
I don't even think he had that great a game. It was a weird 34, wasn't it? It didn't seem.
And I think that's why nobody's mentioning it is. Steph Curry had 34, Jaylen Brown had 34, but it felt like a dirty 34, and I haven't heard anybody be like, you know, Jaylen Brown stood on his head and tried to carry the team. No, he was sloppy. He turned the ball over. It was not a great 34 points. It was dirty.
Darren is in Belmont. He wants to talk Tatum bashing. What's up, Darren?
Well, first I want to apologize. If Tatum is listening, I apologize for all the ignorant fans in Boston.
Thank you.
I hope he is listening. The stupidity. And I guarantee you that most of those fans who are saying that are front runners that don't know the game of basketball. That Jalen Tatum is 24 and that the future is so bright with him. And the most important thing that people forget is that we only have two scorers on this freaking team that can put the ball in the hoop somewhat. And we have no one else to score. So it's easy for Kerr to figure out a defensive scheme to shut down Jalen or make him frustrated that causes him to play the terrible game he played. You know, until we get more scorers, and I want Bradley Beal to add to this team because we need a third score, and somehow we have to work that in. But until then, we won't be able to compete with teams who have the five players like Golden State has and the depth that they have because we have none.
Well,
I appreciate that very much. Thanks
that's a little misleading. That's a little revisionist history. Celtics lost to Golden State in game five, where they had two starters score 2 points each? So let's not pretend they were pumping out 20-point scorers in their starting lineup. Now, their bench helped them. That's where Waino is right. Your bench fell apart. I fully admit that. But to put together a list of blame and not include Tatum on it, I think that's a little disingenuous.
Okay, we got more Jason Tatum takes. We got more Celtics opinions to share and a little bit of everything else. But right now, we go to producer Ken Laird with some breaking news.
Breaking news on WEEI is brought to you by Beat the Streak. For tips to win a $5.6 million prize, listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, Fitzy, Red Sox have acquired a pitcher in a trade for cash considerations from the Phillies, righty James Norwood. 20 relief appearances this year. The 28-year-old can throw 97 and 48 relief appearances in his major league career with a 5.48 ERA. But anyway, they brought an arm in. Just want to point
like
that
it.
Out.
I like it. Any reliever who throws 97-plus, I'll give you a shot in my bullpen any day.
Hey, dare I say, Ken, that perhaps Norwood is the new 2021 Robles. Could throw really hard, came in. Who wants this guy? He's a stiff. Why would Heim trade for somebody who's got a 5 ERA? He was great last year. This year, not so much. Not so much. Whereas now, Norwood comes in. Maybe he'll give you a live arm and a little gas in the back end, huh?
Worth a shot. Why not?
His numbers
I mean, for cash considerations?
He's got a whip of 1.9.
It's under two.
He doesn't load the bases every time he comes in. He only puts two people
on. How many strikeouts?
Strikeouts. Where the hell are the case?
Right here. He's got 46 strikeouts on the season. Thank you, producer Coop, who, by the way, when he heard the name Ken, he's locked in the producer's box here at our Ford Fenway Clubhouse studio, made the face of somebody who was being asphyxiated. So I'm not sure if he was that hype on Norwood.
The guy's got an ERA of over 8. I mean, 17 inning pitch, 16 earned runs allowed. He's good for an earned run per inning.
The sky's the limit. Nowhere to go but up, Andy.
I like that. He's due to be good because he has not been.
Besides, when's the last time someone with the last name of a suburb of Boston came to the Red Sox and stunk, huh? Think about that one. I don't know either.
Give me a minute.
The last time someone with a name came to Boston with the name of a suburb was Cam Newton, and he was good.
But
so.
In all seriousness,
he tried, really? Ken. You know I like it. You know I appreciate Cam.
At least this guy can throw
I
hard.
I said I appreciate
this guy
him,
can
Andy.
Throw hard. That guy couldn't throw hard. Throw
no, he
hardly
couldn't,
throw.
Or far at all.
No.
I mean, Cam's our starting quarterback. I think I've said that.
Well, you lied.
Jesus Christ.
But no, in all seriousness, like relievers, we know that year to year, team to team, change of scenery, if you take a reliever who can throw 96-plus, I'm all for giving it a shot. It may blow up in your face. And what are you out? Cash considerations. I think they can come up with the cash considerations and move on if it doesn't work out.
They just basically bought a flyer on an arm for a bullpen that obviously needs answers. I still think they have to look elsewhere for a closer. And as much as the Red Sox have done an excellent job of restocking the pantry that Dave Dombrowski emptied to win a World Series 4 years ago or a little less than 4 years ago, I think another move is going to need to be made and they're going to have to maybe cough up some picks because this team's good. Okay, they're not 48-16 legendarily good like the New York Yankees are right now.
Yankees are good.
Yeah, the Yankees are ridiculously good right now.
MLB in home runs, and they have the best ERA.
I know.
That
Rizzo.
Seems to be baseball right there. If you hit the ball out of the park and don't give up runs.
Rizzo looks so good in a Yankees uniform now. It looks like he never played for the Cubs. Definitely looks like the Red Sox never should have let him go or moved on from him. But he looks like such a natural fit. He's having such a good season, become an instant leader with them. And the team that he left, by the way, the worst alternate uniforms I have ever seen in the history of sports. Those new Chicago Cubs, Wrigleyville City Connect uniforms, garbage. Worse than the Jason Tatum needs to be traded takes. Absolutely awful.
Honestly, they're
the absolute pits.
We do have a lineup out, Fitzy, if you'd care to just whip through it real quick here.
Lineup is out.
Let's do it.
Duran, Devers, Martinez, Bogart, Story, Cordero, Dahlbeck, JBJ, and Plawecki today.
Excellent. Against Dakota Hudson, Ken.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. Haven't seen him. Should be a lively night. Nice night for a game, by the way. It's in the upper 60s, a little breezy. I see Lansdowne, which is just outside of our Ford Fenway Clubhouse studio, starting to pick up with the out-of-towners and the selfie takers and the families ambling about for a little afternoon snack or a beverage. It's going to be a great night for a ball game. Got time for one more caller before we go to break. Let's see. Tony's in Bridgewater. Tony, what's going on?
Hey, what's happening, you guys? I called about the Celtics, but stop with the Rizzo. He's hitting 220. You know, I wasn't...
How many home runs?
It's nothing to be ashamed of to be in the second-best team in basketball. God bless the Celtics and everything. But I am really tired of hearing about, you know, Tatum, what a dog. He played like a puppy. So this isn't, like, my opinion. This is fact. And maybe he'll, you know... Cup of life in a year. I don't know. But to me, watching this guy's body language.
Ah, Tony, we lost you there. I like the fact that he said his opinion was fact. That was excellent.
Well, he played like a puppy. Isn't he sort of still an NBA puppy?
Yeah, he is. He's actually just kind of a puppy, period, to me. Like... He's 20, just because he grew, just because he got bigger, just because he's risen in the ranks, doesn't mean he still isn't on the younger side, in the younger part of the NBA. And, like, he's not even in through the first third of his career, for God's sakes.
Correct.
I do want to grab, all right, we lost Tony. I know we're up against it, but Ethan was on the line, dropped off, called back. A very interesting potential take here. Said he's a classmate of Steve Kerr. And the Celtics are definitely lacking something. Ethan from Maine, thanks for calling back in.
Hey, guys. Yes, I had to get some work done. I appreciate you taking my call. Love your show. A couple of comments and then a fix for the Celtics. Just keep this in mind, guys. You, Boston, you almost won, okay? And don't trade Jason Tatum. Don't lose your talent. So the thing, I went to college with Steve Kerr. And he, you know, Lute Olson was the greatest coach in my mind ever. And he got taken under the wing, Steve Kerr, when he lost his father. And I think the same thing happened with Steph Curry. And so there's a culture that Boston is lacking, I think. I don't know what the fix for that is, but the players should, you know, get to know each other better, hang out, build a culture. The fans in Boston, I think, you know, I'm from here originally, and I think the fans should, you know, carry themselves a little bit better. The team should carry themselves a little bit better, build the culture, look at Belichick, you know, copy the greats. And Steve Kerr was one of them too. I'm biased. I'm an insider outsider, but I love Boston and the area. We can do it. You can do it next year or Build the culture. That's all I got to say, guys. Thanks.
Appreciate the call, Ethan.
Build an all-time great. Belichick had Tom Brady.
That's right.
Gronkowski, and Kerr had Steph Curry, who most now say is a top 10 basketball player of all time. Charles Barkley said he's the smallest, the best small guard of all time. Yeah, I think that's helpful to set cultures. Does he think that the sports culture is not great in Boston? What's the last 20 years been?
Oh, the sports culture is great, but the fan culture has gotten a little insufferable. Okay, gotten a little bit.
You led the way.
Insufferable. Excuse me.
Yeah, I blame
excuse
you.
Excuse me.
You and your kind.
You. Oh, now my kind, huh?
Yeah.
The loyal, the dedicated, the diehard, those who were on the wall, those
yes.
who
same initials
endured
as
all the
Jason
mockery.
Tatum.
You know what? Cam Newton!
There's the ugly part of Boston sports culture.
Oh, you're the absolute worst. 6-1, get on that boat sooner than later. 617, Ken's on the line. He'll do the final hour with me. 617-779-7937 is the phone number. Callers, don't go anywhere. Listeners, stay tuned. You got Fitzy. You got Hart. We got you here till 4. Sox at 7 tonight against the Cardinals. They made a trade. Fire up the duck boats. It's EEI.
Baseball is back.
and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Fitzy and Hart on WEEI.
Boston's Sports Original.
Fitzy and Hart coming to you from the Ford Fenway Clubhouse Studio with you till 4 o'clock. Red Sox Cardinals tonight at 7. Early happy Father's Day wishes to one and all the dads out there. And a gentle reminder that if you feel like getting a little fun run in tomorrow, why not do it for a cause? I'll see you as I'll be helping host the Lord Hobo 6.17K fun run tomorrow to benefit the Greater Boston Food Bank. Information can be found at lordhobo617k.com. What a better way to start the day. Get out there, sweat it out, grab yourself a boom sauce, and get your Father's Day on, Andy.
Are you actually running?
Yes, I am.
Wow, I didn't think you could run 6 miles.
It's 6.17K, so it's just under 4 miles.
Oh, I didn't think you'd run 4 miles either.
You didn't think
I
could
run?
I had you
at about 2.
What?
Yeah.
I will have you know, people call me the Steve Prefontaine of those who consume double IPAs on a regular basis.
No, they don't.
Yes, they do. Pete Abraham tweeted this out just a few minutes ago, talking about the recently acquired new James Norwood, 28, has made 20 relief appearances this season with an 8.31 ERA over 17.1 innings pitched, 22 strikeouts, 9 walks, 48 career MLB appearances with the Cubs, Padres, and Phillies. The Red Sox are his fourth stop after only 48 appearances in MLB. All right, then. So
is that because he stinks or is he an a-hole?
He's maybe not good or just has control issues. Maybe that's it.
I'll take it. Throw hard.
Why not? He can throw 97. Who knows? Again, cash considerations. I'd take a flyer on the talent.
Plenty.
Yes, yes, I do indeed. Let's talk to John, calling from Norton. Johnny, what's up?
Hey, guys. How you doing, guys? So first of all these knuckleheads that are calling in to say trade Tatum should not be allowed to call back your station until they can at least until they can provide proof of at least a GED. That's the first thing, okay?
Ban him. Get him out.
Get him out. So I agree that, you know, Tatum sucked in the finals. But he's not the only one. The bench, they get nothing off the bench. And you know, the only thing I'm going to say in somewhat of a defense for him, I didn't hear him make any excuses that his shoulder was hurt, he was tired. I read a bunch of articles this morning that in the last 3 years, he's played more minutes than anybody in the NBA, plus he played the Olympics, plus he played the World Cup the year before, okay? And he played 98 games this year, okay? So I'm assuming he was tired. I'm not saying it's an excuse, but I also believe in giving people credit on stats like that that maybe people don't understand. I think playing the most minutes the last 3 years in the league, plus the Olympics and FIBA, the guy plays. And if he is hurt, he's not taking time off for it. So I think at least let's acknowledge he plays, okay? And there's something to be said for that. In terms of going forward in the offseason, yep. I think the key is Wick Rosbeck because, you know, you look at – I read something with Golden State's like $300 million. They have the highest salary in all of professional sports, not just mm-hmm. basketball.
That's right.
And, you know, I'm loyal to WEI, but I also listen to your competitors sometimes. And they have the Celtics. And I've heard numerous occasions when Wick Rosbeck has been on that station and he said that if they were in a position to win, he would spend and go over the tax. So now it's time to shut up and put up and pony up money and get some people. They need a guy, an outside shooter, a guy like a Buddy Hield or something like that, that can shoot They need another big guy other than Daniel Tice because Horford's minutes are clearly going to be reduced because of his age. And I think if they can do those two things, they're right back there. But, you know, again, I'm not excusing Tatum having a really bad series, but I do believe that, you know, when you look at, you know, his track record of playing when he could have maybe said, my shoulder's hurt, I can't play, like the Time Lord does with his knee, give the guy some credit where credit's due. Thanks.
Thank you, John. That's an excellent call. Ken, I guess I would have to run this through you. Can we ban all of the trade Tatum callers, or at least until they, you know, like a vax card that they prove they have a GED?
Get them out.
Get them out.
These
I think it makes it. They're your people.
Passion. Passion is okay. Sometimes it's misplaced, but it's passion. We need these people. We need these boots on the ground. You won't admit it, but this is what pays the bills.
You want them on that wall. You need them on that line.
It's our job to correct them, to mold them, to hone their skills and their passion.
You want me on that wall.
To a different place. We need to take them to a different place. And by the way, why would Tatum make excuses when he has callers like that one to do it for him?
Agree to disagree. We embrace debate here at WEI. Yeah,
yes.
But how can...
You and I could not be more different. You could not be more wrong, but I still allow you on the show.
You couldn't be more disagreeable. You couldn't be more agitating. You couldn't be more... You couldn't love to just disagree with people and try to get under their skin more, and that's fine. I understand the rules of engagement. I see what you like to do. It makes for fun debates. It makes for fun arguments. That's what's at the crux of sports radio. It's all good. It's just what I think bothers us the most, Andy, is when people don't show any appreciation for the effort. Yeah, I know he's paid a lot of money. He's paid $39 million a year. Come on, you know, sweetheart. You know, suck it up, buttercup. I get it, but at the same time, it just all became too much for him. Let's just give the guy a chance to grow and turn around and get better from it next. See, listen to you. See, this is what kind of coach you are. You know what? Now you're finally
suck it
proving.
Up, buttercup.
There it is. See, I knew he was like this. I knew. You don't want to play for Team Heart. You're going to have someone out there just making funny. Oh, your hands hurt. Looks like someone just pulled gardening duty.
I may have or may not have had a conversation the other night with a kid in which I brought up, there's no mothers around, so I'm going to be dead honest with you right now. You're being kind of a get out there and catch.
Wow.
These are teenagers. That? Pony League. Mm-hmm. It's not Little League.
I can't wait until he leaves the voice memo function on his iPhone and brings you up and you are rung up in the league. One last call before we flip the hour. Craig, he's down in Hartford listening to WEI. What up, Craig?
What's up, guys?
How you doing?
I just wanted I'm doing great. Tatum is a beast, and anybody who doubts him is wrong. To the last caller's point, he totally was probably gassed and injured and has played more than anybody. My second point, though, was on Bon Scott of AC/DC. A lot of people don't know this, but the trio, actually, yeah, there's a trio of brothers from AC/DC. We're from Glasgow, Scotland, and they moved to Australia, and they met Bon Scott, who was a taxi driver at the time, and had a beat-up voice because he was in a motorcycle accident. And they were he was asking them if, you know, do you need a singer? And they says, yeah, we're actually looking for a singer. So that's how Bon Scott got into AC/DC, and I think he's definitely one of the greatest singers of all time.
And this absolutely is one of my favorite calls of all time. Look at that, a sports take and a rock nugget somewhere, unless he's hitting on someone at Loco or a bar in Southie. Greg Hill must be smiling. Craig, thank you so much for the call, my man. I appreciate the call.
Clavin calling.
Good eye, Mike.
A little known fact.
That's great. I never knew that about Bonds. He was a taxi driver, and he became the lead singer, my favorite front man of all time. Don't you love little nugs like that? Don't you think Hillman is smiling somewhere, Ken?
Mm-hmm, sure.
Unless he's, you know, picking up someone at Courtney's wedding. Did that actually happen?
I don't know. I wasn't there.
Oh, my gosh. What has this radio station become? Yeah. Somewhere Eddie Andelman is rolling over in his hot dog safari. 617-779-7937 is the telephone number. We're going to pay some bills. We'll come back. Andy and I are going to give you our comps to Jason Tatum. That was an excellent topic I heard on the award-winning Ken and Curtis show earlier today. Who do you think Jason Tatum is? Who do you think he comps out to? Not right now in the NBA, but in terms of hard luck athletes who have almost reached the promised land. What does his demeanor, what does his style of play remind you of? I'd love to hear the comps. I'd love to hear some more finals talk. And yes, we're going to fold in a little U.S. Open, a little Red Sox, and a little Patriots into the dough in hour number three of Fitzy and Hart coming up.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.